Oh, yeah, keep our eyes on God. There are three things that I see within this that I just want to lift up real quickly. A, we need to reject human or worldly solutions. In verse 28, David's brother tries to make him feel guilty for being there. Our Bible tells us that David ignored him, praise God. In verse 38 and 39, Saul took David aside and tried to equip him, quote unquote, with his armor. Now think about it. David is a teenager. Saul is a grown man, probably fairly muscular in that day and age, right? He tried to equip him with his armor. And it weighed David down. He couldn't even move. David had the guts to stand up to his king and say, "Listen, I am not wearing your armor." Would you have courage to do that? Would you have courage to do that? This is your king. We need to seek Christian counsel. Search the Bible and do as David did. Reject human solutions and search for God's solution. The second part of that is to remember past victories and give credit to God for them. Boy, we're terrible at this. You know that? David told Saul in verse 34 that he killed bears and lions. And in verse 37 he says, "The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion, the Lord who saved me from the paw of the bear, will save me from the hand of this Philistine." Don't we tend to forget our past victories, folks? Boy, we love to make lists of whenever we don't think God answered our prayers. We love to make lists of people that say bad things about us. We love to make lists of what we would consider failures. Where is our list of the victories? Where are all the lists of all the times God stood up for you? Where are all the lists of how God has answered your prayer? And maybe you didn't know it then, but 10 years later you thought, "By George, God knew what He was doing, didn't He?" Where's that list? Where is that list? Folks, we need to start making journals, and we need to write down victories. And we need to give God what He deserves, because God gave us that victory. But on the other hand, we had the guts to stand up in front of our Philistine. Right? We have the guts to do that. We got to remember those victories. And then we have to give God credit for those victories. You know, what we do reminds me of a boy who was up on a barn roof. Do not get any ideas. Sorry, that was a family thing. He slipped and began to skid down this steep slope. And on the way down, terrified, he prayed, "God, please help me!" Just then his pants got caught on a nail and he stopped abruptly and he said, "Oh, never mind, Lord, I got caught on a nail." You don't think God was involved with that? David didn't very often forget the source of his victories, and we shouldn't either. As a matter of fact, he wrote them down in the Psalms, both the highest and the lowest points in his life. We need to write our victories in our Psalms. It will go a long way toward increasing your confidence if you will document those times when God has blessed you. The third part of this, verbalize your confidence in God before the battle. In verses 43 and 44, Goliath says, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And Goliath cursed David by his gods. However, David responds with this, and I want you to listen. But David, this is a teenager, folks. I want you to listen to this. But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you..." you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army this very day to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know what is his reason for doing this, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Amen. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you, brother, into my hand. That's what a teenager said to a 9.5-foot giant.